Hello and welcome to another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com, with me as your host, Chris 3.75 inches long McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to discuss his new Kickstarter project, 375 Joe, creating G.I. Joe, a Real American Hero, Volume 6, is Dan Klingensmith Jr. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. In what will be the sixth installment of a hugely in-depth and captivating book series focusing on the conceptual design of G.I. Joe from 1982 to 1994, we will get yet another chance to see some amazing never-before-seen art and delve into discussion around some truly fascinating topics attached to this brand. The current Kickstarter project has less than 2 days left and is sitting very close to the final goal, so we thought we'd get the man responsible for these great books on the show for a final push to that initial funding goal, Dan Klingensmith Jr. Dan, thank you for jumping on this burst today. First off, how is it going and how stressed are you to be so close to funding right now?
Well, first off, thanks for having me on. This is common.
So I mean, you've been through it five times previous.
I don't know if stress is the right word, but I mean, it'd be nice to fund it, you know, sooner than later, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I think it's just over $1,000, I think, is where it's at. So.
Oh, it's close, man. It's really close. I think it's closer to more like to 500 now.
Oh, is it now? Okay. I mean, I did post some things this morning, try to boost it up a little bit. You know, the biggest thing is hopefully with the amount of new collectors that joined the community over the last year, I'm hoping a lot of these guys and gals will look into this series and, you know, take a chance on it and go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, can you give us some background on the series so far for those who aren't aware? And what are they about and what can people actually find in them?
Well, you know, the entire series is really about the history of the brand. A lot of it has to do with graphically. So it's more of a graphic novel, I'd say, more than anything. But showing conceptual designs of figures prior to the final production. There's also anecdotes from the designers, the marketers, engineers, quality assurance, you name it. I've tried to reach out to those individuals to get any information on the different vehicles and figures. But so it's really behind the scenes look. Things that probably I know we weren't ever supposed to see.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's an opportunity to see some stuff that, you know, maybe you have a favorite character. You want to see what he or she looked like prior to, you know, release.
Yeah.
And then also pulling from internal memos, some really interesting details, whether it be a running change or a cancellation of something that was supposed to come packaged with the character, whatever it may be. It's those little bits of information that, to my knowledge, you're not going to be able to get elsewhere.
Yeah, and I mean, it's packed with the legends that we were kind of privy to meeting at HasCon, for example, aren't they?
Definitely.
I mean, Ron Rudat pops up quite a lot in these books, doesn't he? I mean, you've got a pretty close relationship with Ron, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. All the guys have been great, and everybody who's participated in the book series, I mean, they're huge supporters. And, you know, it's my way of, you know, for those of you who aren't familiar with the series, you know, the whole series really sprouted out of honoring those who created this brand for all of us who enjoy it and who have enjoyed it over the years, either as a child or as an adult. So that's really where it stemmed from in the first place.
And there's some really mind-blowing stuff in there too as well. That's something that I think a lot of, you know, like kind of casual Joe fans, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, obviously. I know not everyone can be as ridiculously hardcore as someone like, you know, yourself who puts these kind of things together. But at the same time, there's some really like amazing information coming out of these books. I mean, what can we expect to see in this particular volume?
Figure wise or vehicles, you know, some of the key characters. I mean, there's a full six spread run of Grunt.
Brilliant.
You know, I know Grunt's maybe not the favorite of many, but some really cool historical pieces will be shown and showcased.
Cool.
The Falcon Viper gliders, some interesting things on that. Zartan, Dragonfly. Dragonfly artwork's amazing.
Oh.
Some really interesting things behind Zartan and the Chameleon. Everybody's favorites and yours, I'm sure. The Dreadnoks will be featured in this. Falcon, AGP, Alley Viper, really cool and beautiful artwork for the Alley Viper. And then we get into some Ninja Force and even Eco Warriors this time around. So we're starting to branch off into some of these sectors. You know, the later series. So
from volume one to volume six, I take it it's not like it's not completely chronological. You're just taking what you're kind of spreading it around a little bit in each volume, right?
Yeah, volume one, really the series, just getting it launched, right?
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure I recognized everybody who was a participant at that point.
Sure.
And so I made sure that I spread the book out to showcase everybody, because if not, I mean, the first God only knows how many volumes be Ron Rudat primarily, and maybe Wayne Luther, and you know, maybe dipping into, you know, Guy Cassaday or Dave Koonens. But
yeah,
that so it's really shaped itself in that manner to where you get a little bit of everything from 82 to 94. The goal too now is hopefully somebody who maybe got out of collecting, you know, there's people who get out 86, 87 as they got older. Maybe they aren't familiar with some of the later characters. We're now either learning more information about them or seeing some first-time images of them.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be bought into them a little bit more. And then the series also explains the first four books cover, for those who are new, the history of the brand, written by Kirk Bazigian, former VP of marketing at Hasbro. So he wrote a really detailed synopsis of the history of Joe.
I've never heard of him. Oh, you'll have to explain who Kirk Bazigian is.
Yeah, he's kind of new. He's kind of new to it all. I love Kirk. And then now I'm starting to dive into the process. So the last volume, I dove into the figure process from the designer standpoint.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Mark Pennington, Ron Rudat, Dave Hassel, Kirk Grown, those guys, like, you know, the process of making the figures on 2D.
Yeah.
Now I'm taking it to the next level where it's from 2D to 3D. So I've interviewed, I have had a sculpting guide that was provided, and then there's also an internal movie that someone had describing the sculpting process. So I kind of pull from different resources.
Sure, sure.
And try to make a really detailed explained synopsis of the full sculpting process. And in within that though too, it's not all words. And you're going to see some really cool historical pieces. For example, the conceptual figure that they were working on when they're making a swivel arm battle grip.
Oh, wow.
So not only are you going to, maybe I haven't shared that much with many, but it's not just written. I mean, you're going to see some early pieces from the Joe line that will accommodate the 3D process. So
awesome. Okay. So in this particular series, have you got anybody that hasn't appeared as yet in the previous volumes, like any kind of designers or artists, conceptual artists that kind of popped up a little bit later on in the process?
There have been a few that have come on board after either discovering them or some people have contacted me, you know, regarding working on a brand.
Yeah,
there's still a few, you know, who I've had some conversations with, who some have chosen not to be part of it, and that's fine, you know, to I respect that. And then there's some just hard to find, but again, it covers so many realms of just beyond just the designers,
yeah,
you know? So,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, most of the designers and stuff like that are on board, of course. And then delving into, like I said, marketing, engineering, sculpt. I mean, I'm not there yet, but eventually I'll get into quality assurance and really explain the process of that as well, which, you know, people may not know.
Yeah. Oh, there's definitely an area that I think is very, there's not really much known at the moment, kind of in a more general sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, man. Okay, so you have some incredible art and stories, anecdotes, and all that kind of stuff about the ideas behind it all in these books. How difficult has it been to research, to interview, compile, and document all of this information?
A lot more difficult in the past than it is now, of course. But early on, you know, it was a challenge on different levels. I mean, but as far as where you're, what your question is, you know, it took a long, you know, it took a while to obtain the trust of, you know, the people that worked on the brand. And
and
that's why the first book was so important too, to really show them, like, I'm true to my word. This is honestly what I'm working on. I'm not trying to, you know, just say I'm doing something and then never follow through on it. And I know for a while, you know, I got a lot of grief on that, you know, it was a ghost book and stuff like that, but hopefully I've been able to prove, you know, that to be untrue.
Well, I think volume 6 underlines that.
I think I have, but you never know. But once that trust was built, and you know, people really saw the passion I had and the love I have for the brand and appreciation for them. I mean, I've had really good friendships now with a lot of these guys. Many I could just call, and just half the time we're not talking G.I. Joe anymore. Let's just say that. Shooting the crap, you know, about whatever. But no, so it was difficult in the beginning. It really was. There were a few people that really questioned my integrity. And again, I think I've been able to prove that I'm doing this for the right reasons to preserve the brand. So.
And based on what you just said there, I mean, how important is it to make sure this information is documented and put out there? I mean, how important is this for the fandom?
I mean, yeah, besides recognizing, you know, the people that worked on the brand, I think it's very important, you know, with the changes that have taken place, especially in just in the industry as a whole, much of this process is lost.
Yeah.
Is gone. You know, a lot of things are now digital, which, you know, I get it, you know, it's evolving, But I've always been raised, you know, you got to respect your roots and your history of, you know, your family or whatever it may be.
Sure.
So anything you're interested in. So I think sometimes it's an unforeseen, unrecognized media as far as toy production. I mean, I think it's becoming more prevalent in our generation with pop culture, but who knows? You know, museums, we go to museums and we see these paintings from hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I'm curious in the next hundreds of years from now, where, you know, we won't be alive, but, you know, will this stuff hold some weight, and will there be museums showcasing, you know, even toy production designs, or, you know, or other products, you know, product designers?
I'd love that.
I don't know. I mean, and I'm sure it's going to depend upon the product, but
yeah,
I think with toys, it's just, there's something unique. I mean, we all, you know, most of us have grown up with some type of toy, maybe not G.I. Joe, but something that we have a deep sense of connection with
yeah.
from our childhood.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think it's very important to preserve this stuff.
So. Yeah. I also think that's very important. But I mean, coming to the actual Kickstarter project itself, could you take us mm-hmm. through the pledge goals for any of our listeners, viewers who might want to pledge?
Yeah. So the initial pledge for $40 is going to be for volume 6 by itself.
Yeah.
So there's that option. And that's more for most likely continuing people, or, you know, new people who they're a little skeptical on whether to buy the entire series and just want to give one a shot. And then there's also a combo package, because I know some people like to do a combination of number 5 and 6. That's also available.
Oh, cool.
So volume 5 and 6 is $75 combo. I also have options to buy prints
yeah.
with each, you know, with the book. So if you have a favorite character or vehicle, most likely characters you could probably do this with, but, you know, get the print. You can buy a shadow frame, you know, with it, you know, not through me, but through some other retailer.
Yeah.
So I better make that clear, you know, buy a shadow frame of some sort, you know, put it inside and then put your favorite character in there with it. And I think, you know, it could present really well, you know, on your wall if that's something that you're interested in doing.
Yeah.
So you do have options to buy either one print for 60, two prints, I believe, for 76, one book and three prints for 85, or you can buy one book and four prints for, I believe, 88. And, you know, so look at the price difference, probably worth getting the four. And then you have the big combo, which is volume 1 through 6. I am literally out of volume 2. So I'm out of print. So I do have to go to print with volume 2 again.
Wow. Wow.
So that is $286 for the entire series from 1 through 6. And again, you know, if you're into Joe, and this is, you know, and again, like you mentioned earlier, you don't have to be a diehard fan. You know, this is, you could be a casual fan, and, you know, this could potentially make you a diehard fan.
Yeah.
Or this could either just, you know, have an appreciation for those who made the toys. And that's really what it's about. So if, you know, if you love Joe and you loved growing up with it, it's my way of saying thank you. But I believe in many ways it's a way to, for all of us, to say thank you to them, because, you know, hopefully more and more I'm trying to help bring more and more of them to the light, and appreciation from the fan base itself. So
awesome. And finally, if and when the project funds, when can backers expect to see this in hand?
Typically, as many know, you know, typically you have to wait 2 weeks for Kickstarter's funds to come share and all that stuff. But yeah. What I typically will do is, once it's funded, I go to print. I mean, in the sense of, I send my files to the printer. You know, I get a proof, make sure it looks good. If there's any color adjustments, I'll make those adjustments as needed.
Yeah.
And, you know, my hopes are, I mean, I think I put April in there. My hopes are to have these out by mid-March.
Wow.
So that's one thing. You know, this isn't a Kickstarter like many others where you have to wait a while and you wonder, you know, what did I purchase 6 months ago? Because, I mean, but I'm like that. I mean, but that's fine, because I understand the process for some stuff.
Yeah.
But there are cases where I've bought stuff, I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot I bought these. So I do like to have a quick turnaround, because I want to get these in your hands. And, you know, I'm already working on volume 7. So I don't know when it will be done, but I'm hoping very soon as well.
Awesome. Do you have like an end goal, an end game for this particular thing? Or do you think this is going to be one of those things that will be quite like always, there'll always be stuff
like
coming out?
Fluid, in a sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes and no. You know, so originally it was going to be a 2-book series, and it's going to be a lot thicker series. And, you know, some changes happened up front, but Honestly, I thought with the material I had a few years back, I was planning on 8 volumes. And again, there's a science to the books too, like you were saying about the layout. I try to be very logistical when it comes to what to feature, who to feature, what vehicles to feature, and stuff like that. Yeah. So I want everybody to be happy with each volume. But yeah, I mean, originally it was 8. And then I was fortunate enough to acquire some new imagery and stuff like that, which now most likely will extend it out to potentially 10 to 12 volumes is kind of what I'm guessing. We'll see how long my wife will tolerate this. but no, she's been good about it. And so I don't know. Like you said, it just depends. It depends on what information comes up. I mean, there's unfortunately been some stuff that's come up since volume one, because volume one, there's a couple things I'm missing in there that I would love to refeature. Or even last year for those of you who went to Hascon like yourself, like the Phantom. I think we shared the Phantom art.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we did during your presentation. And that's something I didn't have until right before Hascon. So unfortunately the Phantom was already featured in a previous volume. So I'm still working out the logistics of, I don't want to refeature something that's already featured in the past, but maybe down the road something, I'll have something to where I do go back through and make some updates or something. I haven't really gotten to that point, but I like to showcase as much as I have. So
yeah,
I'm all about sharing in that way. So
awesome. Dan, thank you so much. I mean, that brings us to the end of the interview. Thanks for jumping on for the chat about the project, and good luck with the rest of the Kickstarter.
Awesome. I appreciate it, man.
No worries. We'll put the link in to all of the videos and all of the upload things and everything. So if you want to actually pledge for this in the last 39 hours, it'll probably be a lot less than that when I finally get this edited and out. So it'll probably be more like 35 hours to go. So in that time period, if you guys want to pledge and push it over the edge if necessary, then, you know, there'll be plenty of different links to choose from. Dan, thank you so much, mate.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Anytime. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome guest, Dan Klingensmith Jr. See you next time. And as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions, or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full Force.